Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Successful Woman Radio Show. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. Today's show is a previous broadcast from our show last fall, October 2014. In this show, you're going to learn some great productivity tips for your business, as well as a lesson in why change is so very, very necessary. I hope you enjoyed this previous broadcast of a show that we did again in 2014, of October last year. And make sure that you mark your calendar for all the Mondays of this October. We've got some great things planned for you. Again, this is a previous broadcast from the show October last year, 2014, on Productivity Power.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, October 6, 2014. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and ideas a great success. Well, there's no mistake about it. We're in full swing of the fall season, and we're at top of the last quarter in the year. That's right. So as a reminder for business women, I want to get started right now with just a few things for your to-do list this quarter. Well, let's start with number one. As we're coming up into the holiday season, all of the retail stores are out there making it big and happening with, you know, everything from Halloween decorations to Christmas decorations, and yes, even holiday sales are beginning to start. And I see that a lot of the retailers are doing what I would consider phases of holiday specials. So why is it that as small and micro business owners that we shouldn't be doing the same thing, right? Absolutely. So we really need to come up with three ways to promote and market our businesses during the holiday season, a minimum of three ways. Now, you can get very, very creative, and of course, you have to look at your business industry and look at what would be most appropriate for your target customers, right? So if you're in the jewelry business, if you're in the cosmetics business, the gift basket business, there are several different industries that literally fall right into the holiday season and are so compatible. And then there are some businesses where, you know, perhaps you're a service-oriented business and you don't get a lot of customers or clients during the holiday season. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter, because I believe that regardless of the type of business that you're in, everybody can be effectively promoting and marketing their business during the holiday season. So I just want to quickly give you a few ideas, a few ways that I think are very important for you to start looking at promoting your business. So if you are a service business, what I think is so very, very important is that you remember to look at coupon specials and looking at giving a much larger or deeper discount during the holiday season. Piggyback off of words, you know, the joy of blessing holiday special, or, you know, it's the special time of year. We'll start piggybacking off of, you know, special terminology and words as you are utilizing that in your email campaigns. Also, I think it's very, very important for you to look at creating a schedule of how long your coupons are going to run. So if you are going to offer specials, you know, being that it's October, it's still at the top of the third quarter, very early yet before Christmas, I think it's very important for you to put some deadlines on those coupons, on those specials. As a matter of fact, you may want to do anywhere between a 3 to a 7 day special where for the larger, deeper discounts, and then for, let's say, 15 to 20% discounts, you might let that run for a longer period of time. So get creative. Get ready to start looking at how you can piggyback off of this wonderful holiday season. Also want to remind you of remembering the 80-20 rule, that 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers or clients, which for the most part I believe is very, very true. So this is a time of year where you really need to start thinking about one word, and that is appreciation. You need to be able to appreciate your customers, your clients, for their business that they've given you for the year, for people they may have referred to you throughout the year. So this is a great time of year. If you haven't did so all year long, it's a great time of year to give kind of like your own special holiday networking bash, okay? You can invite your customers to a wonderful networking reception, you know, complete with holiday punch and, you know, some hors d'oeuvres or desserts. Do something different this holiday season than you normally do. And when they come, you can either give them a small gift bag, which would possibly include, if you have a product, which could include a product sample of some type, if you're in cosmetics or what have you. If you're doing a service-oriented business, some type of special coupon or gift certificate that they can turn in to you for a particular service. Now, again, I want to caution you, and remember, do not create open-ended coupons or discounts. It's not a good idea. You always want to encourage individuals to act quickly on that. So that's very, very important. And again, if you'll notice, it used to be even in the retail industry, you would get coupons and they would last for 90 to 120 days, and that's just not the case now. Some major retailers, you know, you take Macy's for example, their coupons may only last for 7 days when the Sunday paper starts to the next Sunday. So again, you know, let's follow suit and take examples, because they did marketing research. They have hired marketing consultants to help them, and it's really good to observe and look at how the big boys are doing it. And so let's follow suit with that. I've always put deadlines on any of the discounts that I've given, and what I have learned is that it works better because it encourages an individual to take serious consideration to accepting the offer that is being put before them. So again, pay attention to that, and remember that 80-20 rule. Appreciate your clients, appreciate your customers. So very, very important. Last but not least, I want to remind you to set aside time to develop your business strategy for 2015. Again, set aside time for your business strategy for 2015. You know, oftentimes, I think as women, we get so tied up, so bogged down with the holidays and with the holidays altogether. And perhaps it has a lot to do with the fact that, number one, if you're still working a full-time job, your company probably has a lot of goals that they're trying to complete before the year end, and they know a lot of people are going to be taking vacation time, and so they're trying to pile a lot of things in during the October time frame, okay? If you have children, all of the schools are trying to pile a lot of things in. And then, of course, this is that time of year where if you have small kids, this is where they're going to be required to have practice for holiday shows and plays and that type of thing. And then, of course, you've got family. You're trying to plan for the holiday season. So, you know, just me talking about it, doesn't that sound like a lot? Yeah, it does, huh? So it means that as a businesswoman, it's going to be very, very important for you to really get things into perspective, okay? And as such, you are required as the CEO of your company to make double sure that you have scheduled enough time in your planner to really plan out what you need to be doing for 2015 and developing your business strategy. So I think it's so important for us to start that now. And as you know, I have been talking about developing your business strategy probably since August timeframe, and that is not by accident. It is because I know that no matter how short you think your strategy is going to be, or how many or how little you're going to change your business for 2015, it is always going to take more time than you think to implement a lot of your strategies. Perhaps even if you didn't implement all of your business strategies for this year and you're really serious and you're saying to yourself, I really need to hold myself more accountable and do better for 2015, guess what? It's still going to take about a month for you to pull everything together. Here's why. When you write a business strategy, it's not just about putting on a piece of paper how things are going to roll out for 2015. There are a lot of tasks and to-do items and things that must be accomplished before the strategy is even rolled out. For example, if you're looking to make changes on your website, that's going to take a lot more time than you know. Just two or three simple changes might require 2 to 3 weeks of time for your webmaster or you to take care of it. Let's take a look at marketing materials. Perhaps you have met all year long to get a brochure out, but you're really serious about getting that brochure out for 2015. Well, that's going to require you, number one, to have a graphic designer to design the front cover of the brochure, right? So that's graphic design work that needs to be done. And then it's also going to require you to come up with the content for your brochure. And before you come up with the content of your brochure, you've got to make sure you're clear on whether or not any changes need to be made to your product lineup or your service lineup so that you're listing up-to-date services and or products in that brochure. So it's very, very important for you to understand that simplicity in and of itself is not simple. And so to make changes in your business is going to require time. And so I recommend right now that you start setting that time aside. So the first step in developing your business strategy, and I'm not going to really cover all of the others, but I want to cover this particular step. The first step in developing your business strategy is really for you to sit down during some brainstorming time. And during your brainstorming time, this is when you need to ask yourself questions such as, you know, what are my financial goals? What would I like to see myself bring in or generate in revenue for 2015? You know, how many customers or clients did I get so far this year that are new? How will I manage the business workflow-wise? And also, you know, what should my sales closure ratio be? And what didn't happen in my business for this year so far? What is it that I need to be paying close attention to? And what do I visualize? What's my business vision that I would like to see carried forward for 2015? And so I pray that all of you who are listening to the show today and are in business, I hope that you understand how important developing a business strategy is for 2015. And so, again, we've got a great lineup for you today, and I just want to share with you some of our show lineup and what's going to be happening, okay? We're going to delve into the four questions to give you clarity. I mentioned that on every show. Also, guess what? We have a new book to read excerpts from for you for the month of October. Also, I am so glad, I am so very, very glad that we have got the Power of Follow-Up workshop coming up later this week, Wednesday. So, you know, you've still got time to get registered for that. And then, of course, drum roll, I want to introduce to you the topic, the theme topic for all of this month, productivity power, getting things done. You know, you can make your to-do list and set all of your goals, but if you don't have an efficient workflow system for everything to run in, then guess what? you may not see your to-do items accomplished. You may not see your goals accomplished. And then there's a trickle-down effect. And before you know it, you're not generating the type of revenue, the money, the cash that you want to flow through your business. So, ladies, now is a great time for you to go ahead and to call, flash over on another line right quick, and call a sister friend, a business associate, someone that you know needs to hear Successful Woman Radio today. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, have them to dial into 347-637-2589. You know, blessing other people and letting them know about great resources available to them, it is not just blessing them, but it's blessing you as well. Because as you begin to share Successful Woman Radio and other resources with business women that you know need that information, guess what? You become the go-to person. You become the person that is known for sharing information and resources, and they are going to remember you more for it, which is so very, very important. And that's just, I think that's the whole secret in networking and developing relationships with individuals, is that is become the go-to person, become the person that is willing to freely share the resources that are out there. Now, for all of you who are listening from your computer devices, your smart devices, don't forget that you can conveniently listen to Successful Woman Radio live online simply by going to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. So you can go and listen online freely, and you don't even have to pick up a phone, okay? If you are online and listening now, please go ahead and go to one of your social networks, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and share that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air and they're talking about something every businesswoman needs to know about, productivity, getting things done. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. It is 15 minutes after the hour and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. You know, this past weekend, I had a very productive weekend because I am yet growing as a business, and I have been looking at a lot of productivity tools and different things to make my workflow better. And so that's why I chose the topic for the whole month of October, productivity power, because I've been reading, I've been testing out new tools and resources, I've been looking at for the small business owner, for the solo entrepreneur, what is it that we can do to make things better for our productivity? And what I discovered is that while there are a lot of wonderful online resources out there, if you are working by yourself most of the time, meaning, you know, you might have a virtual assistant or a virtual team that you are working with, but you're the one that's spearheading most of the work, then sometimes the bigger resources, the bigger softwares may not work for you as well as some of the smaller online softwares. So we're going to, later on through the show, throughout this month, we're going to be talking about productivity tools that work, which is so very, very important. I want to give a big shout out to Pamela Alexander. Pamela shared with me a really good resource for those who are always needing to pull teams together or be more efficiently. They don't necessarily have a follow-up system. She shared with me the software Podio, P-O-D-I-O, which is absolutely wonderful and great for individuals who have large virtual teams and you're trying to work on a lot of projects. This is the perfect what I would call customer relations manager or a really, really good, I would say, project management system. So we're going to be sharing information about Podio and one of the systems that I use, Insightly, and others later on this month. I'm very, very excited for that. So I want to share with you what's going to be happening with the theme this month. So today I'm going to just be talking about creating a productivity system that actually works. We're going to delve a little bit deeper into what's a system, why use a productivity system, and then on Monday, October 13th, we're going to be discussing creating your daily operations plan. Now, I've gone over this before in the show, but I'm going to try to approach the daily operation plan from a whole different perspective as it pertains to being more productive. And then on October the 20th, Monday, October 20th, I will be discussing that productivity tools that I just mentioned, you know, giving you a lot of resources and tools and information about how to automate your workflow process. And then on October 27th, we are going to be talking about accountability and implementing your productivity power. How do you pull it all together and really make it happen to yourself? So we're going to be talking about that. And amongst other things, we're going to be talking about choosing a virtual assistant, using virtual services, things that are out there for you. So this is a information-packed month. And, of course, you are not going to want to miss it. So in your time management calendar, for 12 noon Eastern every Monday, just mark your calendar for October 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th as we bring you information that you're going to be able to put to use right away. Again, I mentioned to you that our book for the rest of this year actually is going to be Your Roadmap for Success by John Maxwell, and I'm so excited to be bringing you a book written by, again, one of the most profound writers of all time. I really, really do like John. He's very, very prolific. Okay, so what we're going to do now is I want to just give some time to everyone to introduce yourself. I know that we have a lot of new people that are listening to Successful Woman Radio, and I'm just a believer that when an opportunity arises your way, you should take it. If you've got something going on in your company, a new product, a new promotion, a new website, a new fan page, I think it's very, very important for you to go ahead and share with people who you are and what you do. So what I would like to do is to encourage all of you who would like to introduce yourself and let all of our listeners know what you do, please press star 1 on your keypad, star 1 on your keypad, and you will be able to chime in and let everyone know exactly who you are, what you do, what your fan page is, what new promotions you've got going on for this month or this week. I see that we have someone already, and the last 4 of your phone number began with 6677. You are live on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing fine. And who do we have on the line today?
This is Rhonda White, the Energizer in Atlanta, Georgia. Trina, how are you?
Hey, Rhonda, wonderful to hear your voice. I'm doing fine.
Wonderful. I got your email and was at another appointment and wanted to try to listen in. I just texted about 35 people for you to get them to listen.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Rhonda. So what's going on your end? What are you doing these days?
Well, I just continue to help people uncover, discover, and launch their giant of potential within, and making sure that they're staying healthy with doing that and operating in their divine creativity. So they can go to rhondawhite.com, and I have several programs going on right now, Trina, helping individuals to, as I said, stay healthy if they need assistance in realizing their dreams and what they're trying to do and their goals. And in fact, I have accountability program that's going to be starting later this month. And when I heard you say that, I just started smiling because a lot of people talk to me and they do need an accountability partner. And that word, I love it, accountability. I want to help people to be accountable to the ability that God has given them. So people can go to rhondawhite.com. I'm finding a lot of people as well are having a challenge staying healthy to be able to have the energy to do what they're gifted to do. And you know, Trina, if we're not healthy and we're overweight and sick all the time, we really can't do our businesses. We can't really operate in a good marriage with our mate. And just to do the things we love to do, and a lot of people need money. So that's one of the things. It seems like I'm in a lot of things, but all of them are connected with the mind, body, spirit, and finances. So when they go to RhondaWhite.com, they'll see anything I can do to help them get more money, stay healthy, to enjoy what they love doing, and they need someone to help them write that book. I've been blessed to publish 8 books and have a couple of them coming out in February, one titled Would You Marry You? So I'm always releasing some information about marriages, businesses. Oh, it's a very powerful book. I'm looking forward to it hitting the New York Times bestseller, getting it published, and I'm excited about it, getting on the networks and interviewing about that. It's definitely a conversation piece, Would You Marry You? So that'll be released the first week of February of 2015, Lord's will. So a lot of things going on, but just a lot of people, Trina, are so full of visions and babies, and they need someone to listen to them, but also to give them steps of how to make sure those babies are not aborted and miscarried and born stillborn. So I just love helping people stay healthy and do operate in their creativity and the gifts God has given them, so they don't die full, as my friend Les Brown says, that I don't want them to take that goodie to the grave. So whatever I can do to help them get that money, stay healthy, and do what they love to do, I'm willing to help them and give them the knowledge that God has given me over these 20 years of coaching women and speaking. So I'm proud of you. You keep up the good work, and I do want to talk with you sometime today or tomorrow.
Rhonda.
Okay, and you take care.
Thank you, Rhonda. And again, that was Rhonda White. And, you know, as Rhonda said, she's written many books, and I am so incredibly impressed with all that Rhonda does to help not only business people, but women in general. You can visit her website, Rhonda White, and that's RhondaWhite, WHITE.com, RhondaWhite.com, and check her out, connect with her on Facebook, LinkedIn. So definitely you want to know Rhonda. She is a person that you want to follow. Very, very successful woman. Thank you so much. Again, you can introduce yourself and press *1 and let us know who you are and what you do. Always take advantage of the opportunity to let people know what it is that you do. It is 12:25 after the hour, and I want to go right into talking about the 4 questions for clarity. These are 4 questions that you really need to be asking yourself every Sunday evening. Now, for those of you who are new to the show, know that every year I try to do something repetitive that is going to empower you, that's going to help you to build great habits, to start seeing positive changes in your life. And this year it is the 4 questions to help give you some clarity. Now, what I recommend is that every Sunday evening, all business women especially really should be taking and set aside time, taking some time to really look at what it is they want to accomplish for the week coming. So, you know, you ask yourself that one question, what is it that I would like to see happening by Friday? And when you ask yourself that question, you have to answer, and thus begins a conversation with yourself for better clarity. So here are the 4 questions. Number 1, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Again, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Again, so many times women are so busy being busy that they have a lot of activities on their calendar, and this in and of itself can be a false feeling of accomplishment, because you think, wow, I've got a packed calendar. I must be really organized, huh? But if the activities listed are not supporting what it is that you want to accomplish by Friday, guess what? It may be the very reason why you don't see a lot of things getting done. Here's number 2. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? Such an important question for someone who is in business and trying to make things happen for themselves. You always should have a list of individuals that you need to follow up with in 2 ways. Number 1, for people that you've already talked with and promised to get information and different things to them. And then also for individuals that you have not talked to, but you would like to start a conversation path here's a great opportunity to create a follow-up schedule to call at least 3 to 5 new people every single day. Now, I'm telling you, this is a powerful technique that I have used for a decade or more, and it really does work. In over 12 months, you can have a contact list of about 1,200 people that you didn't have to mail out to or you didn't have to beg or email, but these individuals are people that you have had conversations with, okay? And so in the very beginning, you want to start off slow by just, you know, making it a goal to call one new person that you don't know. And for those of you with the big question mark on your forehead wondering, where am I going to get all these people, so-called people, to call? Well, I know that most business women today social network like crazy, okay? Even when you don't know what you're doing in social networking, you're pressing or clicking some kind of button, accepting friends all over the place. Well, those individuals, you can get started right with them by sending them a private message and asking them for a 10 or 15-minute acquaintance call. This way you can get familiar with who they are, allow them to share with you what they do, and then you share with them what you do, and together figure out if you can help each other, collaborate, or support each other in some way. Here's number 3. What are my sales goals for the week? Well, I find that a lot of business women, especially in the micro industry, our solo entrepreneurs, sometimes we get caught into being busy, you know, trying to provide that service or trying to, you know, focus and manage that business, that we forget all about sales altogether. But you really need to stay focused on the money. As a matter of fact, I believe the number one thing that you should stay focused on as a businesswoman is the money. Yes, there are a lot of other things you need to be doing. You need to be figuring out how you can support the clients, how you can market the business, how you can do all of those things. But really, it is the goal of how much money you want to make that really drives everything, right? So I don't think we should be scared of the money and have a fear of really, you know, even delving into it deeply for ourselves, but we should really put it right out there. And for, you know, I think a lot of the times what has perpetuated this fear issue with women and money for the most part has a lot to do with what we're hearing other people say, because, you know, sometimes we'll be in mastermind groups or roundtables, or we'll be hearing a facilitator or a speaker who's talking about business and money, and, you know, you'll hear them say something like, well, you know, it's so important to have the passion, and it shouldn't be all about the money, and you should be in a business that's so fulfilling to you. And so I think it gives a mixed signal to women in that, well, maybe it is not good etiquette for me to always be focused on the money, but let me just say this to you right now. Let me just break it down. For someone who's been in business for 20-plus years, let me just break this down to you, because I've been there, done that, had a lot of trial and errors, a lot of successes, a lot of failures. Ladies, if you are in business, it is indeed all about the money. Don't get it twisted, okay? It is all about the money. The money is what drives a business. And if you are in business, I can guarantee you that most women started a business to what? To make money. So you need to not have this fear about embracing the power of what you can do by having a lot of money. And you need to embrace the fact that, yes, you do want to make money. As I've said time and time again, passion does not pay the bills. And while I agree you need to have passion about whatever it is that you are doing in life and business, I think there's a time and a place for the passion. When you have rough times in business and you're trying to push forward and the money's not coming in and you're trying to move forward, it's the passion that's going to help you to keep moving forward. As far as the money is concerned, what's going to help you to move forward with that money is knowing how to market that business and generate that revenue, how to increase your closure sales. That's what's going to happen there. And then, of course, last but not least, and 4 questions to help give you clarity, is how much is in my business checking account? Now, again, I just talked about the fact that women have this fear about money altogether and really declaring what it is that they want to make. However, I just want to say, I also noticed that a lot of women have a tendency to ignore or run away from looking at their checking account balance when they feel that there's no need for it. I don't have any money coming in. I haven't generated any sales this week. I don't want to look at that low balance, or I don't want to look at all of the money coming out of my account only to see that nothing's coming in. Look, forget about all of those things. Do you not know that keeping your eyes on the business checking account and knowing what's in your checking account, regardless of how little or regardless of how much you have, is going to encourage you to do one of two things? If it's too little, it should be encouraging you to do something about it, right? If it's a lot, it should encourage you to get more of what you already have. So either way, it's going to help you if you allow it. So, ladies, I want to encourage you to ask yourself these four questions every Sunday evening, to have that quiet time for yourself where you sit down and look at what you are doing and why you are wanting to accomplish the goals that you're trying to accomplish. Keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see is what it's all about on the journey of business. And if you don't start at some point right now and trying to make it happen for yourself, when will you do it? So it's very, very important that you realize, okay, that you are not alone in trying to be successful in your business. There are thousands of women out there who are wanting to be in the same positive environment, who want to accomplish the same positive goals. So you're not by yourself. You're also not by yourself because Women About Biz has been around for more than 14 years, coming up on our 15th anniversary, and we want to provide those resources and tools for you. And there's so many others out there. So even though you may be a solo entrepreneur, it's your responsibility to understand and know, okay, that you don't have to do it all by yourself. You can get the mentorship. You can get the assistance and information that you need to make it happen for yourself. It's 12:35 after the hour. You're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Hey, I want to give a huge, big shout-out to Aaliyah. Aaliyah is a member of Women About Biz, and she just opened up her second boutique location here in the Metro Atlanta area, and I had the pleasure of speaking at her grand opening and had just such a wonderful time. So congratulations to Aaliyah for stepping forward and creating her second boutique location. I'm very, very excited whenever a member shares something big that they are making happen for themselves. And so it's always a joy. I also want to just remind everyone that, again, mark your calendars for Saturday, December 6th. Again, that's Saturday, December 6th, we are having the Holiday Extravaganza. This is our sixth annual Holiday Extravaganza. So excited. This is an opportunity where women come together, not just from the Metro Atlanta area, but from all over, to connect, network, share. We have our annual Wise Woman's panel where we bring wise women together who have all been highly successful in their businesses to impart their wisdom on us. And then, of course, we have our Women's Holiday Expo, where women get the opportunity to display their wares, their jewelry, their cosmetics, their information. And it's just one big day of wonderfulness. And I really, really love the Holiday Extravaganza. So mark your calendar again for December 6th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's going to be held at the DoubleTree Hotel off of 285 and La Vista Road in Atlanta. And if you are in and or around the Metro Atlanta area, you people out there in New York, Maryland, D.C., all on that East Coast side, it is worth the drive down to come and stay over for the night and be a part of the Holiday Extravaganza, one of our biggest events of the year. Again, mark your calendar for December 6th. Want to go ahead and tell you about just a few other things that we've got going on. Coming up on this Wednesday, the 8th at 12 noon Eastern, is our monthly lunch and learn at womenaboutbiz.com. And it is the power of follow-up. Hey, look, let's face it. Owning a business can be a challenge at times, and especially when you have to play multiple roles. You know, from the bookkeeper to the secretary, someone has to get the work done. However, ladies, there is one role that, as you know, many business women allow to fall by the wayside quite often. That is the role of following up with prospects, tasks, and other important matters that can help your business to generate more revenue. So what's the solution? Well, I believe it's first having clarity on an efficient follow-up system that can help your business to grow. So in this teleclass, I'm going to be sharing with you how to develop a follow-up system, automate your follow-up using online tools, implementing your follow-up system, how to hold yourself accountable, which, you know, again, that accountability is so important, measuring your follow-up results. And I'm going to be really delving into measurement, and this is one of the new parts of this particular teleclass that we have for this year, is really how do you measure your follow-up results, and what do you do with the information? A lot of clients that say to me, you know, hey, I feel like I'm being pushy if I keep calling this person. I keep sending them emails with no results. So we're going to be talking about how to have that type of follow-up system and yet not, you know, be too pushy with your customers or your prospects, which is so important. So that's on Wednesday, October 8th. It is a free teleclass. It's at 12 noon Eastern time. To register, all you need to do is go to Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.com, and then from there, hold your mouse over events. And once you hold your mouse over events, choose teleclasses, and you'll see the information from there. Also, as always, I want to remind you to let individuals know about our new nonprofit effort that we've had going on for the last 6 months. Her Dream Startup is a new program at Women About Biz. We believe that every woman has the right and should be able to find quality, low-cost or no-cost resources to simply get her business up and going. And that is what Her Dream Startup is all about. We've been making some wonderful changes. It was a 4-week program, but we've included some new things. It is now a 5-week 10-session program that you can take all from the convenience of your home via telephone. So, again, this is a wonderful program. You can quickly go to it and learn more about it simply by visiting herdreamstartup.com. Again, herdreamstartup.com. It's 12:40 after the hour. I want to go ahead right quick and read you a short excerpt from the book by John C. Maxwell, Your Roadmap for Success. In Chapter 1, The Journey is More Fun If You Know Where You're Going, the author says, several years ago, as I was thumbing through Success magazine, I came across a study that Gallup did on what people thought it meant to be a success. That appealed to me because I've always been interested in helping others to become successful, and I wanted to know what Gallup had gleaned. Their answers fell into 12 categories, but the number one answer was good health. 58% of the people identified that with success over anything else. I don't know about you, but I value good health, and after my heart attack, I value it even more, he says. But if I had only good health and nothing else, I don't know that I would label myself successful. I've discovered that people often find it hard to define success, but if you don't know what success is, how will you ever achieve it? That's why I want to help you identify a definition of success that will work for you. Success is a journey. Let me begin to illustrate by telling you a story. He says, a few years ago, I stood before the 74 employees of Enjoy, the organization I founded in 1985 to teach leadership and personal development, and prepared to tell them some news that I knew would be exciting to some and discouraging to others. I was going to tell them that in a year's time, we will be moving the company from San Diego, California to Atlanta, Georgia. My friend Dick Peterson, Enjoy's president at the time, and I had been talking about the possibility of moving the company for about 6 months. It had begun as a casual what-if conversation, but then we started giving it more serious thought. We weighed the advantages and asked our director of finance to run some numbers. We talked about the opportunities that such a move would bring, and finally, we determined that moving to Atlanta made sense professionally, logistically, and economically. We knew that if we wanted to go to a new level in our growth, and development, not only as a company, but as individuals, we needed to make the change. In many ways, that was a very tough decision. I never expected to leave San Diego. From the day we moved from Indiana, my wife, Margaret, and I felt that it was home. It was the only home that our kids, Elizabeth and Joel Porter, had ever really known. But as much as we loved living in San Diego, we were willing to make the sacrifice of moving away so that we could achieve greater success. Our more serious concern, he says, was for the people on the Enjoy team. We weren't sure how they would react. San Diego is one of the most beautiful cities in the country, and the weather is perfect. Many of our employees were San Diego natives, and they had a lot to keep them there. As I prepared to talk to the staff, there was a noisy energy in the room. All of us hadn't met as a group in almost a year, and I could see the excitement and anticipation in many of their faces, he said. Gang, I'd like to have your attention, I started to say. I have a very important announcement to make. In 1 year from now, we will be moving Enjoy to Atlanta. I saw a whole range of reactions. Some looked shocked. Others looked as if they had been punched in the stomach. Jane Hansen, one of our best customer service reps, was wide-eyed as her chin dropped, and she coughed out a short breath in disbelief every 8 to 10 seconds for the first moment that I talked. From our managers, I saw relief. They had been keeping their knowledge of the move secret for weeks. For 50 minutes, Dick Peterson and I explained all our reasons for the move, gave them stats and information on Atlanta, and showed them a video from the Atlanta Chamber of Commerce. And we told them that anyone was willing to go to Atlanta would have a job when he or she got there. Then we introduced two people who had flown in from Atlanta's best real estate agency to answer their question. And so he goes on to talk about willing to take the journey. And why am I reading this first part of the book? Because usually sometimes I pick what I would consider something that is going to be advantageous for you to listen to. But I read the first part because he really sets the pace here. Why? Because he's showing you through his own actions that change is very, very important. And this was a huge change, okay, a huge change that he wanted everybody to understand that in order for you to be successful in life and to really see your business grow, change is inevitable. And so here's a man who is a world-renowned speaker who had his business in San Diego for more than a decade, was getting ready to just pick up and move everything to the Atlanta area. But some things that I want you to pay attention to, because he prepared for the change, okay? He, you know, had a meeting. He brought a real estate agent down. So what you need to understand is that when you have change, you must be ready to prepare yourself and to get ready for the change. You must be ready to do some things that are going to prepare not only yourself, but perhaps your team, if you have one, for the change. So change does not always come just in a few seconds. Sometimes you have to prepare for the change itself, okay? And that's so very, very important. He says, even if you avoid the trap of thinking that success means being like some other person, you might still have a wrong picture of success. Frankly, he says, the majority of people misunderstand what success is all about. They wrongly equate it with achievement of some sort, with arriving at a destination or attaining a goal. But again, he says, it really is an ongoing journey. He says, here are several of the most common misconceptions about success. As he talks about the fact that success is a journey, he's showing us that it's a journey for him to move his company from one side of the country all the way to the other. He says, one wrong picture of success is that what people have about wealth. Probably the most common misunderstanding about success is that it's the same as having money. A lot of people believe that if they accumulate wealth, they will be successful. But wealth does not bring about contentment or success, he says. Industrialist John D. Rockefeller, a man so rich that he gave away more than $350 million in his lifetime, was once asked how much money would it take to satisfy him. His reply, just a little bit more. King Solomon of ancient Israel, he said, to be not only the wisest but also the richest man who ever lived, asserted, whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. Wealth and what it brings are at best fleeting. For example, In 1923, he says, a small group of the world's wealthiest men met at the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago, Illinois. They were a who's who of wealth and power. At the time, they controlled more money than the total amount contained in the whole United States Treasury. Here is a list of who was there and what eventually happened. Charles Schwab, president of the largest independent steel company, Arthur Cooten, Richard Whitney, Albert Fall, Jess Livermore, Leon Frazier, and Ivar Kruger, even Greek millionaire Aristotle Onassis, who retained his wealth and died at a ripe old age, recognized that money isn't the same as success. He says, he maintained that after you reach a certain point, money becomes unimportant. What matters is success. So again, he's saying here that success isn't all about money, but success is about a journey. It's about a journey of contentment. It's about a journey of happiness. It's about a journey of love. It's about a journey of family, and it's about a journey of stability. What's going to help you feel stable as an individual? And so that's what success is all about. I'm going to stop right here, but I just wanted to read you a portion of the book, Your Roadmap for Success, which is the book we'll be reading excerpts from all this month. Right now, I want to go into our theme for the day in talking about productivity power and creating a productivity system that works for you. You know, one of the things that I realize is that a lot of women out there are feeling extremely overwhelmed. And one of the reasons why they're feeling overwhelmed in their business is because they feel like they're all over the place. And maybe many of you who are listening right now, perhaps you feel the same way. Hey, I am all over the place, and I'm not quite sure what it is that I need to be doing because I'm busy. And even though I'm busy, I still feel like I'm not getting the results I want, and I don't have the clarity that I need to have for myself and for my business. So what is it that I need to be doing? And that's what this month's theme, Productivity Power, is all about. As I said before, you know, you can have a long to-do list, you can have a packed calendar, but it's not going to help you if you're not productive, meaning if you're not making things happen and you're not getting some results out of all of the to-do items and the goals that you're setting. So what I want to do right now is I first want to just talk a little bit about, you know, what is it that you need to do to have a more productive workflow in your business? What is it that you need to do to start seeing things flow or to see things move? Because I think that's so very, very important. Well, the first thing that I think is that you need to be organized on purpose. Okay, be organized on purpose. And what that means is that some of you that are listening will probably consider yourself an unorganized or disorganized person. You probably feel like, well, you know what, ever since I was a little girl, I've been the little girl that, you know, had piles of clothes over in one corner, or, you know, I was never able to organize. It's just when I needed to get things done, somehow everything would pull together. Well, hey, that's you. It's good that you know that personality type. Now, you've got some of you who's listening. You probably are saying, no, I've always been the person that's very analytical. I like writing my list. I like checking off my list, and I can't do things without a list, okay? But yet I still don't have as much clarity as I need. So here's the thing. You need to be organized on purpose in your business. And what that means by that is that there has to be a system in which your business flows, okay? It is impossible for your business to be productive and run efficiently if you've never created a workflow system in the first place. So that's the first thing you need to know, is you have to get organized on purpose by creating a business workflow system. Here's number two that I think is very important as well, is that you must be committed 150%, okay? And I know that is an expression, but it's true. You must be far above the 100% level in your commitment. And what that means is that, number one, under commitment, you're going to design your system. Number two, you're going to get support okay? Because if you're new in creating a workflow system, then you may not be able to do it by yourself, but why should you? You need to look at getting a coach or getting someone to hold you accountable, getting someone who perhaps has a really well-oiled workflow system that's working well for them in your industry. Get them to work with you and fine-tuning what you're doing already. So you've got to get that support. And this is one of the weak spots that as women we actually have. We have a tendency not to get the support that we need, okay? Here's number three in, you know, getting ready to create your productivity power. I think it's going to be very, very important that automation plays a huge role. And so sometimes in your workflow system, you know, you might think that you're writing everything down, but we are in a society today that is so busy, and we are busy, that we need to be reminded of the things that we have already written down that we need to be reminded of. Does that make sense? You know, it's a kind of a tongue twister there, but it's true. You know, we can write those to-do items down. We can set those goals. We can have all of the things in place. But unless we have a system, an automated system that kind of helps us to get those things done, then a lot still falls through the cracks. So here's what you need to understand in your workflow system. The first thing that's going to be very important, again, is what type of calendar system are you using? Okay, I am still running into clients who literally have multiple calendar systems. This is one of the most dangerous things that you can do. You have an activity calendar for the kids up on the refrigerator. You have a hard copy calendar for your personal activities. You have a computer calendar for your business activities. And then on top of all of that, you're trying to tap into your husband's calendar, or you're trying to tap into someone else's calendar to try to stay somehow organized. Okay, stop the insanity right now. You only need to have one calendar only. Okay, very, very important. And for some reason, I have no idea why, but I'm running into a lot of women that are confusing their own selves because they have all of these multiple calendars. In this day and time, you don't have to deal with that, okay? So what you really have to make a decision on in automating your process, okay, and automation doesn't always have to do with the computer. Automation can also have a lot to do with developing repetitive habits, good habits that are going to help you to have a better workflow. So you've got to decide, number one, on whether or not you're going to go with a paper calendar, or number two, whether or not you're going to go with a electronic calendar online, okay? Now, my advice to you is this. If you have a smartphone, a notepad, iPad, and you stay in front of your computer most of the time, I would say that you would go electronic, okay? And in this day and time, I think electronic would probably be for 80 to 90% of you, okay? Electronic. So that means that you need to find a really good online calendar system. And you know what? You can keep it simple with going with Google Calendar. Google Calendar is absolutely wonderful. It can sync both on your phone and on your desktop or your iPad or other smart device. So therefore, when you are making an appointment, let's say from your cell phone, when you go back to your home office and you look at your computer and pull up your Google Calendar, that same appointment that you made is going to be on your desktop view as well as on your notepad or your iPad view. So that's the first decision you've got to make on which calendar systems are you going to use, okay? The second thing that I think is very, very important for productivity, because oftentimes it boils down to, hey, I'm doing a lot of things, but at the end of the day, what really matters is the opportunities that I have. You know, what type of revenue-generating opportunities do I have to tap into? And then number two, you know, who do I need to follow up with? And what type of projects? How am I going to keep all of my projects together? Now, I wanted to share with you what I use. I've shared this before, but I'm going to be delving into it when we talk about a little bit more productivity tools, but I use a tool called Insightly, Insightly, insightly.com. And I've been using Insightly now for maybe about a year and a half, 2 years, and it is really a wonderful tool. And here's why. Productivity-wise, Insightly, first of all, allows me to manage my calendar because I have it synced with my Google Calendar. It also allows me to sync Insightly with my Google system so that, for example, if someone emailed me and I need to follow up with them, I can just click on an icon for Insightly right in my Google email and have it go to my follow-up and task system to say, hey, I need to follow up with this person about this. Insightly also allows me to keep up with my projects as well, because projects are very, very important. And so if I have a new project, it allows me to completely manage that entire project from A to Z. And it also allows me to keep up with new opportunities I have. It allows me to list the opportunity, how much money I'm going to make if I close the sale on this opportunity. And it allows me to follow up with the individual as well. And so Insightly is just an incredible, concise tool that I use. And so, again, it's going to be very, very important for you to have that automation that I think is so very, very important. Last but not least, I want to give you a fourth thing that I think is just going to be so important as you're creating a productivity system for yourself. And that has a lot to do, going back to the workflow system. You've got to prioritize your workflow. And I want you guys to start thinking about that as we talk about productivity all this month. You've got to prioritize your workflow. And what does that mean? It means that from the time a customer calls, right, until that customer, you close the sale with that customer, until you service that customer, there has to be a workflow process for that to happen. So if you've never sat down and really gone over your workflow, then you need to be figuring that out for yourself. So there you have it. Those are the four areas that you need to be thinking about as you look at your productivity power and what's going to help you. Now, next week, we're going to be talking and specifically about the daily operations plan and the workflow and how all of that is supposed to happen. This has been an information-packed show. I hope that you have truly, truly enjoyed the show today, and I want to thank all of you who have listened. Make sure that you stay tuned. Make sure that you sign up for the Power of Follow-Up, which is our free teleclass coming up this Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern. You can go simply to womenaboutbiz.com. Make sure you mark your calendar for December 6th, Holiday Extravaganza 2014. All of this information is right up under our events tab on the womenaboutbiz.com website. Last but least, I want to, you know, again, wish you all an abundant and a productive week, and I want to make sure that you know that Successful Woman Radio is indeed the environment for you to come to every Monday to get your boost of motivation and inspiration to make all things happen in your life and business. Take care, guys, and I hope to connect with you this week or for all the weeks to come. Bye-bye.
Blog Talk Radio.